Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative little show on earth, Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We appreciate Cal, all the hard work he does in producing the show. You know what? We're going to say thank you to Chris O'Sullivan. Chris O'Sullivan, good, back in our Dallas affiliate. This show, it goes through the wonders of the technology, back to Dallas, then to Minnesota, up to the air, into the satellite, and back down to all the different facilities or places that carry us, right?
23,000 miles to roughly, 70 affiliates now? Pretty close?
I think we're getting close to, I know our affiliates relation says, he says we're going to get to 100 pretty quick here.
I love it.
So I think we've got, he told me, 10 to 20 that are on the edge ready to grab us. So
they'll have to pay attention to us then.
Oh, they're paying attention to us now.
Nationwide.
We are almost nationwide.
I'm saying we'll
every state.
We'll have the rep. We'll have to buy ads in the trade magazines and everything.
Yes. We'll be really famous. That means we're going to have to show up. Remember the time we showed up, Cal, to the, what was that radio conference? What was that conference?
That was the radio, that was the National Association of Broadcasters.
And we were an absolute nothing walking around. Nobody knew who, I think there was a few that knew us, but we were like, now, Cal, we can walk around there with our heads held high.
And our ad painted on our T-shirt.
And they say, Radio Law Talk, we know who you are.
Exactly. That's all we want out of life.
Well,
it's simple.
That makes me feel better, at least to think that.
And just think, when this happens,
yeah,
you'll have to dress, you'll have to follow Denise's lead.
Oh.
And doll up a little bit for the Saturday show.
I don't think they have shirts big enough for me now. All right, on Radio Law Talk.
One from me.
give us a call at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We might not be able to get to all the calls, or sometimes we don't even take calls, sorry. But the best time to call if you want to call is during the case or no case, because it's really fun. If you want to tell Cal what you think of the actual case that he's going to tell us about, and whether it's a case he's faking it, or if it is a real case, what, if anything, is the overall, you know,
findings.
Let us know. We're going to also talk about hot pursuit laws, Geico lawsuit, and the judge that drops F-bombs. We're going to talk about that. But and the people are here for one thing, Cal, one thing only, and that's to hear case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
And now, as Fred said, case or no case. Tony Lee Jameson was a sales rep for a national broadcast network, one of the so-called initial nets, working on commission. But Tony had some on-the-job issues involving, shall we say, substances, and so the three initial network cut her loose. Fired on a Friday. But Tony said the network had a bit of a problem. Working out of her Los Angeles office meant she had a lot of what's called billable business, meaning the network commercials aired and then the money came in after that. And that's when she got paid. When the money came in, the commission check comes to her. Of course, she had, by the way, a lot of clients in the high-priced football playoffs. Big money out there. And that was this was the network's Super Bowl year, too. At any rate, Tony would not get commission until after the check came in, but she was fired. So now what? She sought counsel and said, listen, this network owes me money. Even though I don't work there anymore, they have to pay me. Well, do they? Case or no case, Mr. Penny?
So is Tony a fictitious name?
Might be.
Okay.
I mean, I always use fictitious names. You
that's
know that,
true. That's
I make
true.
It up.
That's true. Okay, I'm going to say this is a case, and she wins for the following reason. The reason is, because, and it's a fictitious name, that they, California law, if this is California, you said, right?
Well, Los Angeles, where
Los Angeles,
work,
that's, yeah, pretty, that's pretty strict, the employment laws, that if they were working for an affiliate or they brought in these call it these commercials or whatever, and they aired and she was supposed to be paid that, then they owe it to her. And so I would say, Case, you know what? I'm backing up and becoming a Denise right now.
Oh my God!
Because
as they say in the political game, Fred backed off.
Because I'm trying to tell you is, no case. It's too simple. Everything sounds logical. She should win. It's just straight up. It's no case because it's just too logical.
Mr. Kunin, what do you think about this particular case?
Food goes in here.
I'm sorry. No, this particular scenario. I presented to you. Yes.
I'm going to say that this is a case. And here, the difficult thing for the employer and for this. Okay, so the law is that if an employer terminates somebody, they have to pay them all owed wages by the end of that day. If the person quits, they have 72 hours to pay them.
Correct.
But if they fire them, they've got to pay them everything they owe them within by the close of business that day. Now, what the employer is going to argue here is that, well, wait a second. Not every contract that she signs or that anybody signs actually goes forward. There's still work that needs to be done to complete that deal. And so because we have to have other people now step in to finish off this deal, that's why we don't pay her when the contract is signed. That's why we have to wait for the commercials to air, because many have slipped between a cup and a lip. And so what I'm going to say is that this is a case, but it is ruled that she's not entitled to her complete commission. There is an employer offset for the additional work that had to be done.
Like a used car lot, somebody comes in on Saturday, the deal closes on Sunday, they split the commission somehow.
Yeah, so she doesn't get the total amount. She gets a partial award.
Okay. That's an interesting rationalization and a thought on that. Ms. Dirks, what say you, madam?
No case, under 30 seconds.
Yes,
wow,
Denise!
Oh my gosh. She is quick.
No case. I love that, Denise. Well, Denise, we're gonna be winners together.
Here's the good news. Oh, we have time to conclude this now. So
yes,
do you have your score marking pencil out there,
do.
Denise? Okay.
Okay, here we go. Do the drum roll.
Who said this was a case? Let's see. Oh, Todd did.
Okay.
So sorry.
Denise, pound it. Come on, we're 6 feet apart.
Like 0 for 2 today.
Now, this, these kinds of things do happen quite frequently, but this is, in fact, a fictitious scenario. Now,
yes.
I've heard, but I do not know, because I've only dealt with this on a local level, that unless the parties agree otherwise in the employment agreement, as a general rule, commission is due for monies collected during the term of employment, and not after a general rule, but that's just me thinking what I recall from talking to someone about it once. But since that was not a case, it didn't matter. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Yes.
Case or no case. Next hour, we're going to talk about Wanda and Leonard and the Dew Drop Inn.
Ooh, the Dew Drop
Inn. I like that name.
I've heard of the Dew.
Yeah,
drop in,
yes. Wanda and Leonard.
So the first person to 50 points, the other hosts have to buy dinner. I'm close to 50. I'm about 40 what, man? I'm about 40.
You're 46.
Woo! Yeah, yes. We could make it so
could
you could double it up, and we could go all the way.
No, yeah, I think he needs to be gone next week. I have a chance to catch up.
They hit on me. You know what? Golly, we're going to talk about this. I want to get into this. A dude's cruising around the neighborhood playing loud music. How many times has that happened to you guys when you're just thump, 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 thump,
yeah,
boom, boom,
I live
boom,
in a neighborhood where it happens all the
it's
time.
It's like, what the heck is that? But you're cruising through the family neighborhood, and it's loud and thumping all the time. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court's going to roll in about that issue when we come back at Radio Law Talk. So fasten your seatbelts.
Don't tell me one of the judges has a big convertible with a 10,000-watt stereo system. So take his advice and turn up your radio so much it rattles. We'll be back in just a little bit right here. Don't go away.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How did that happen?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We're going to go back to the case or no case before we get to the Supreme Court talking about the
cool,
the loud, you know, hot pursuit exception that we're going to discuss in the loud music. Cal is not a lawyer.
Not at all. Not at all.
So,
I'm not even pretending to be.
Yeah, but no, just so you know, there's something that was mentioned we got to go over that was not quite there. This is an L.A. case about employment law. Go ahead.
So in the state account.
A fake case, by the way.
Yes, fake case.
Yeah, it was just a fake case.
But the question arose, you know, how do they handle, if somebody's terminated, how do they handle the timing for payment of earned but yet unpaid commissions?
Right.
Okay. And so the labor code, as was in my answer correctly, even though it was a fictitious case.
Yes.
If a person is terminated
in California,
they are, under the law, under the labor code, they are due, the employer has to pay the wages by the close of business, the date of termination. If the employee quits, they have to pay those wages within 72 hours.
Yep.
If they quit, like, on the spot. If the employee gives more than 72 hours notice, then the wages are due the date of that last day of employee. So the question...
So in other words, you give notice, you give 2 weeks notice.
If
the commissioners in the last 2 weeks, the commissioners are still due.
If I give 2 weeks notice on my last day, I have to be paid everything that I have earned. Now, the question arises, well, what if the employer, what if your last day is the 15th, right? But the employer has this policy that we don't pay commissions until we calculate them on the first of every month. So wait 2 weeks, we'll pay your commissions then.
That's a very normal policy.
Okay. Labor code says can't do that. You got to pay them the day that you got to calculate it now. They're entitled to that the day that they are terminated. And then the next question is, what if in a situation like your scenario, the fake scenario, the person has earned the commission, but the commission is not paid until the ad runs, and the ad's not going to run for another 2 months.
Got to be performance on that.
Yes.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Well, the commission is due when the event that completes it is done. So the commission would be due when the ad runs.
So the Super Bowl plays and the ad airs, the person gets their commission on the $2 million ad. I love it.
They get it at that time. That's the only way it could delay, because you're waiting for the final condition to occur to perfect their right to get that commission.
And that may be different in other states. Check with a local attorney if you have a question, right?
But that's the law in the state of California. It comes right from the Division of Labor Standards Enforcement's opinions.
Good. Thank you for digging that up.
That was good. Good job there, my friend.
I just speculated, which was a lot easier.
Well, it was a case or no case.
Because it was a fake scenario.
And that's why we say as follows. Don't seek local counsel. We're talking about general legal topics, and look, we're not giving you legal advice.
You know, and the big thing is, even though I did that research over the break, I still don't get any points.
No.
So, whatever. Okay,
I think you should get negative points because he looked it up on the internet.
Because I didn't have all of the labor code opinions committed to memory. Okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
All I can say is just give it time. He'll have negative time. Negative case, next case, or no case, he'll have negative points.
Yeah, I'm two of the three legs on my way to an offer today.
Not on a roll today.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom. That sounds like a boom box in the back of a car.
Boom, 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 boom. Northern California, guys, cruise around. And I don't know the background. I don't know the background. I'm telling you, this is probably not the first time this dude's driving around the neighborhood with his boom box blaring. And I bet you there's been a few complaints.
Well, the interesting thing is this guy, so what happened was he's driving home at night. This guy's a retired individual. He's older, but he's playing his music loud.
Probably the 70s, or, you know what, I can see some Charlie Pride just bumping really loud.
Or some Sinatra.
Sinatra.
Maybe some love music.
Start spreading the news.
See? Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Bumping really loud, and he's cruising down.
And he's on his way home.
Yeah, and then nothing's, no big deal. No. And all of a sudden, the police officer just kind of starts following him as he's getting close to home.
That's right.
And no big deal. He's okay, the guy's not lighting me up. And he's just cruising his normal speed. There's no running, no nothing.
He says he doesn't even know the cop was there.
Yeah.
And so the cop lets him go, follows him, which, look, at night, sometimes police officers would do that to see if there's going to be any weaving or anything in the road to see if the person's impaired.
And to run your plate.
And to run the plate. And so the guy gets maybe 30 feet from his driveway and goes to pull in, and then and only then does the officer turn on the lights. The guy says he didn't even see them. Guy gets out of the car, garage door is open, goes in, starts to close the garage door. The officer goes up and puts his foot where that sensor is for the garage doors to keep the garage door from going down. And, you know, technically has crossed the barrier into the man's home.
Mm-hmm.
And stops, detains the guy, and ultimately arrests him on a DUI charge, because he smelled the odor of an alcoholic beverage. Now, here's the thing. The question before the U.S. Supreme Court, because that's how far it's gotten, is, Could the officer rely on the doctrine of hot pursuit to enter the home without a warrant to detain this guy and thereafter observe the effects of intoxication, allegedly, and arrest him for DUI?
No.
Can the officer do that?
No.
And now, look, I agree with Fred. However, there were some interesting statements made by the U.S. Supreme Court as the justices were debating this.
Mm-hmm.
One, I think it was Breyer,
said, look,
the bright line rule is that hot pursuit applies to any pursuit of somebody that you suspect has committed a crime. But then other justices came back and said, wait a minute, hot pursuit, that means like somebody is trying to evade the officer, not stopping. This guy didn't even know the cop was there. How can you call it hot pursuit?
And what crime was there?
And that's the other thing. Look, when I was a brand new DA, I remember the assistant DA came in and loved to, drill me on these questions. And the question was, all right, you're following a guy for what is a misdemeanor, maybe an infraction. Cop is, the guy goes into the house, can the cop go in? I said, hot pursuit. And the assistant DA said, not an infraction, I'm sorry. Not on an infraction. It's got to be a felony. That's the way people have interpreted it, but the Supreme Court is saying that's not necessarily
and
true.
And the issue is it a hot pursuit where he's just cruising and slowly pulling into his garage, and the lights don't go on until basically he's pulling into his garage or right around pulling into his garage?
Exactly.
I think that the officer, he was done. He needed to go get a warrant to get in that house. We're going to talk more about it. There's some more facts that are interesting. Hear it from our former prosecutor and now a criminal defense lawyer, Todd Cunin. We'll be back.
It's a fascinating case, and we'll talk more about it coming up right here on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station. And remember, Saturdays 9 to noon, live on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan following a marathon overnight session in a key vote that puts new stimulus checks and expanded unemployment checks one step closer to the pockets of Americans. Following 27 hours of debate, Democrats pushed through the legislation in a party-line vote of 50-49. The legislation now heads back to the House for final approval before hitting Biden's desk for his signature. That would be his first major legislative victory. Democrats, who have the slimmest of majorities in the Senate, were united in passing the legislation. They say that it will help rescue the economy and end the coronavirus pandemic that has claimed more than 500,000 lives. The Senate has been in session for 27 hours straight, despite objections from Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Here's people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-45. Radio Lock Talk. That's true.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Hey, Cal, did you point your finger at me?
Well, I'm not going to say which one, but yes, I
am. Oh, does that mean I've got to go live?
Yes, you're number one.
Am I live right now?
Yes, we're live. We are.
Yes! I like being live. Hey, welcome, everybody. And look, who do we need to shout out to? Let's Amargosa Valley. You know, thank you for joining us, Amargosa Valley. We love you. We appreciate
you
being here.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
By the way, 4 years ago, Amargosa Valley was the first affiliate, I think, that joined Radio Law Talk.
I believe so.
It's near Las Vegas, Nevada, and we love. I'm just doing this shout out. Right now is a shout out.
You know who I'd like to shout out to?
Who are you going to shout out
to? I'd like to shout out to Gerhard, who gets our podcasts up and puts the topics together. And
does he?
Yeah, I think he does a good job.
Oh.
He does.
Is it shout out time?
Yeah.
I'm going to shout out someone out, all right? Ready?
Go.
Nationwide. By the way, we're on the biggest show in Mississippi. Did you guys know that one of the largest radio stations in Mississippi carries us?
Wow.
We're big time in Mississippi. Hey, Robert Hanna is my friend, just so you know. I'm on Clubhouse. You guys, I'm tired. Okay, stop laughing at me.
I'm laughing because you almost missed the live portion of our show because you're at Clubhouse.
I know, I'm at Clubhouse. I'm psycho, man. I've got the greatest show on earth, probably the second largest.
Is this the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? Or?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Right. It's sometimes
for
I wonder.
For all the family.
and
boys and girls.
Hey, wait a minute. We were talking about something, but I'm not going to get to that in a minute. But, hey, Robert Hanna, thanks for bringing me. I'm up on the stage right now in Clubhouse. But, of course, I'm muted. I can't say anything because I'm talking live on radio. But I just want to – Robert Hanna's the guy. He's the guy that's running the stage. And he goes, I'm going to throw you up on Clubhouse. And I'm going to throw you up on stage. And there's people listening right now. But I'm just sitting there on stage. And guess what I'm doing right now? I'm doing live radio, and I'm on stage, but I'm muted.
So you're like doing a TED Talk on Clubhouse
I'm doing both. I'm so multitasking. I'm the greatest multitasker in the world, and I'm doing both. But then I'm going to turn it back over to Todd because we were talking about Hot Pursuit. We're talking about the bumpin' radio and the issues of Hot Pursuit. And you know what? All I got to say is, no, officer, you should not have been walking in that garage, stuck your foot in, and kept the garage open, and walk in there and find out that the guy apparently was impaired, supposedly. And, well, look, if he's listening to Johnny Cash bumping, mm-hmm. Something should go wrong.
Should be. You know, typically, again, so Hot Pursuit applies, I don't think there's any question, in the case of a felony where, in the pursuit, the officer is concerned that if they don't get this person right now that they're trying to pursue, it could lead to harm for another person, or it could lead to the destruction of evidence. The reason why they were trying to stop the person to begin with. And this is why I think that this particular case could fail or should fail, because the officer was pursuing this person for, quote, a noise infraction. Okay? Pursuing the person for a noise infraction. The minute the suspect got to his house and the officer saw him get out of the car, the officer could pull up the suspect's driver's license photo, look at the guy going into the garage, say, okay, that's the same guy that I saw here. And guess what? The investigation for the noise infraction is done. The officer could have driven away and mailed him a citation based upon the officer's observations. At that point, the officer was not investigating the guy for DUI. He wasn't investigating for anything other than the noise infraction. Right? And so
what you call the irritation factor.
Yes.
The officer obviously was irritated by something.
Oh, absolutely. But the officer can't legitimately claim, well, it was Hot Pursuit, I had to stop him because he could have gone into the house and maybe, you know, thrown up the alcohol or tried to do all this kind of stuff. I'm sorry, you weren't investigating him for DUI. You weren't investigating him for alcohol consumption. You were investigating him for the noise complaint.
Right.
And your investigation was complete.
Was it a complaint, Denise, or was it just a random, he happened to observe this as he was a...
Look, if the officer...
No, the officer heard the music and the loudness.
Yeah,
and
so it wasn't a complaint. It was just him saying, this is too noisy.
Yeah, when I say noise complaint, I mean the officer could complain. The officer can say, look, I see this. This is a violation of law. This is very loud.
Does he need a decibel meter to do that?
No, it just has to be audible. And the law says it has to be willful and maliciously loud. I don't know that they have the malicious thing there, but still, for purposes of what the officer was investigating, he didn't need to go into the house.
I mean, think of it this way. You could be parked in a handicap improperly, right? You're in a handicap parking improperly, and then the police officer could go by, observe that, and wait till you pull out and you drive home. And he, in hot pursuit of that, goes to your home and somehow gets in your home and investigates further into your home on the hot pursuit idea. I mean, this literally could go into crazy land.
Yeah, the problem that I have with all of this, and this is why I hope the court strikes this down and says, no, this search was inappropriate, is this. The slippery slope, if they found that this was an appropriate use of hot pursuit on an infraction, that would obliterate the Fourth Amendment protections. You wouldn't have it. Every officer would be able to say, I was in hot pursuit for even the tiniest infraction.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have it. There is no slippery slope. That is like a vertical wall of ice. That's how far your Fourth Amendment protections would fall if this were allowed an officer to go into your home without a warrant.
Well, we're definitely going to follow this one, right?
Yeah. But did the officer say, well, you know, O.J. Simpson, he wasn't driving fast either. He just went to a cemetery. Come on. He wasn't driving that fast. That wasn't exactly hot pursuit of just a lot of cops, but nobody was driving fast. It wasn't hot.
Well, again...
Did they already have a warrant
that
for
was
arrest?
That was hot pursuit because they had a warrant for his arrest and he was evading.
And they had a big suspicion on him, yeah.
O.J. Simpson was... The agreement was he was supposed to turn himself in.
Right.
They agreed, we will not go out and arrest him unless he turns himself in, if in that condition. He didn't do it, so they just executed the search warrant, or the arrest warrant, and they can go wherever he's at.
But that. Guess what? The most important thing is, if it doesn't fit, you must
quit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's move on.
Let's put the gloves on.
Yeah, here we go. Sorry, didn't mean to throw a bomb into that.
Well, I'm going to throw an F-bomb here in a minute if you guys don't just shut up and let me talk, all right?
You too?
I'm going to get on Clubhouse and just hang out and chit-chat, and you guys just run the show.
Yeah, anecdotally?
Yes.
Anecdotally?
Yes, anecdotally. Do an anecdotal kitty bump. Go ahead.
I was in my first year of law school.
That is anecdotal.
It is.
I was in the first year of law school, and we'd only been in for about 3 weeks. It was my torts class, and it was the day they were reading the verdict for O.J. And they brought in the television set because they knew what time it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting, 100 of us in this class watching this thing, and they announced that he's acquitted, and my torts professor, it was just silence, went over, turned off the television set, looked at all of us and said, I don't even know why we're here.
Are you serious?
Class done that day. He could not go any further.
He was upset.
Everybody was upset. A lot of people were upset about that.
You know what I say? Good lawyering. Good lawyering.
You know what I say?
Well, effective anyway.
You know what I say?
No, good lawyering. What?
The F-bomb on Fridays.
Tell me about the F-bomb judge.
The Friday F-bomb judge, man?
But don't forget, in Kansas, it's okay.
Well, because everybody uses the F-bomb.
Yeah, so it's okay for the judge to use it.
I didn't hear Toto and Dorothy using it.
No.
Well, in the outtakes.
Yes, there is a Kansas judge who actually uses the F-bomb quite often. And he uses some other choice words.
Some of them are really offensive.
Yes,
F-bombs, but for women, in my opinion, at least if it's what I think he's saying...
Yeah.
Is offensive to women. And that's what I, you know.
It's offensive to anybody hearing it.
Yeah, but still, you don't do that.
But he got suspended because of what he was saying in and around the court, as well as what he was saying in the courtroom. Some of the things he said in the courtroom was like calling African American boy, you know, and
no, but he called them Kansas boys. So right. I don't get this, and I'm not going to get into the race issue because we're politically neutral. But I didn't. I'm dead serious. I go. I didn't. He says, "Hey, you're a Kansas boy. You're a."
There were two similarly situated defendants before him,
right.
And one was from Kansas and one was not. And
right.
He
called
said, you're the Kansas boy, and you're not a Kansas boy, meaning you're coming from out of town, and I'm not going to give you favorable treatment. I mean, it was like an implication of bias.
His claim was that he was referring more to the distinction of geography
right.
than he was the other use.
Right.
They didn't
right.
buy it.
Yeah. But we're going to talk more about this when we come back. This is very, very interesting about where he said it and what. And the clerk keeps something as evidence. This is what's important. The clerk says, I'm keeping some evidence. We'll be back and talk more about it after these wonderful sponsors of ours.
Yes, we're grateful for them and we're grateful for you. We can't do it without sponsors and we can't do it without listeners. So we're glad for both of you. Radio Law Talk will continue just a little bit right here. Stay tuned. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is the best show ever. Not literally.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
My friend, you nailed that. You know what? For an old guy, you're doing okay.
Well, every once in a while, I have my moments.
Well, for a three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner, you're really hitting it today, Cal.
Gosh, I hope the Emmy Committee is listening.
Do that bump again. I love that bump. Right. I loved it, man. Do it.
Okay, well, I got to find it first. I got to go back to it. It just takes a second. Okay. Don't worry about
right.
it. So let's see.
This is so funny. I love the
Radio Lock Pot.
Okay, now this is the best show ever, right?
Right.
This is the best show ever. Not literally.
Keep that bump right there. I want to make that one of our main bumps, okay?
Okay.
So our great producer will set these bumps up. Yep. From here on out, I think we need to use that bump.
And the Emmy Award for Excellence in the Use of Kitty Bumpers goes to Calvin Hunt. Wait, oh, I'm sorry. He came in second.
Yeah.
It goes to...
The guy on that other law show.
This is no fun.
All right, let's finish up on our Supreme Court. What were we talking about? The Supreme Court. Yeah.
It's this judge.
Yeah, the
Kansas judge, and he was...
It's the Kansas Supreme Court is ruling.
He was suspended by the Kansas Supreme Court for a year, but it could be stayed. The balance, the remaining 10 months of the 12, could be stayed after 60 days if he gets into a program and shows he's trying to... address his colorful language. Now, there's a couple of things. Like, for example, one of the claims was that during employee reviews with the clerk and with some, he would use some very colorful language and curse. Now, remember, initially, the judge told the Supreme Court that, well, cursing in Kansas is ubiquitous. Happens all the time. It's so frequent that everybody would be brought up on charges for swearing because it's like regular language. But then later on, he said, I specifically did not swear. I did not curse when addressing these employee reviews. And the Kansas Supreme Court said, we found that the clerk's observation was more credible, especially in light of the fact that the judge said that cursing was so ubiquitous previously. So, you know, if it's something you do all the time, then the clerk's statement that you were cursing during the review was more credible. Cal?
Well, first off, the clerk said the judge is blinking cursing all the blinking time.
Yes, because it's ubiquitous.
And secondly, if you want to hear cursing, go to a cop pullover sometime when it's a felony stop. There is swearing all the time. I will blow your blanking head off. Put your blanking hands outside the window. I mean, this kind of stuff happens all the time. I mean, you see the body cam cameras. I watch that too.
The best answer I ever heard from a cop when being questioned about why they were using such harsh language when trying to get the defendant to comply. And the defense attorney said, okay, we saw the body cam video and your F-bomb and this. Why did you have to use such foul language? And the cop, there was this silence. The jury's looking to the cop, and he just very succinctly said, because my next course of action, if that did not work, was to put a bullet in his head. And I didn't want to have to do that. So I used this language to try to get him to comply.
Now, why is this language upsetting to the Kansas Supreme Court?
Well, it has to do with judicial decorum.
And where and when.
Yes.
And Denise is hitting on a point, is where it occurred. Now, the clerk, who, by the way, quit or
yes.
left, kept a notebook of the judge. Probably said on the top, judge's F-bombs, you know. But he
yes.
kept the dates, the times, what occurred, when the judge said it. And so when it came to he said, she said, as we always say, guess what? They're going, Your Honor, great, but we believe the clerk, they have a whole binder full of this stuff, or I don't know how many, you know, how much they had, but they kept notes on it, and it was a running booklet that had the date. Here's the best one. Your Honor, you know, this is outside of court. Your Honor, we got to make some issue. We got to make the determination about the extra carpet in the elevators. Would you be for or against us to put new carpet or extra carpet in the elevator? I don't give a blankety blank about the carpeting. It's just interesting. And the thing is, they say the biggest issue is they said he was loud and angry in his interactions.
Yeah,
it wasn't like, well, I don't believe, I don't give a, you know, blank about the, you know, the carpet.
Yes.
It was very, yeah.
Well, who appointed him? What is judicial temperament reviewed by the legislative body when he's appointed? I mean,
No. They,
here's what the problem was. The court said that it appears that he is biased, so you have to avoid the appearance of being biased when you are a judge. And he said you also have to have decorum and set the decorum in your courtroom. And he violated that decorum rule. And then finally, it's really important for judges to allow for the public to feel confident in this judicial process, and they have to promote confidence. And they said that he did not promote confidence in the judiciary. And those are really the three reasons why he was suspended. And I think it's a good, you know, the funny thing about this, it reminds me of when I was in, I was studying with a French teacher, and we were counting how many times he said, in his lectures, and in like 15 minutes, he said 137 us. And this reminds me of that, just because the clerk was keeping track of all the times.
It's crazy. But that, just, you know, you don't need to do that. You know, I think that they did the right thing. I think what they did, the thing that I like that they did is, okay, if you can get this under control, you know, we're going to put you back in. I don't think that this judge probably had any other issues that they've had problems with. I know of one judge, Denise, you do too, that was definitely off the wall. What a wonderful judge he was, personally, he cared about people. He was a good judge, but he had a decorum issue. You knew that. But he was a wonderful person. He just, it's like he didn't have these clues. Well, it's weird. Brilliant mind, wasn't he? Brilliant mind.
Yeah.
But just did the most awful. I will never forget. We're going to tell war stories. Never forget the trial I had in front of him. And this is a judge who likes to get involved with the lawyers. When I talk about getting involved, he cross-examines the witnesses. And the judge sits up there. And my first trial, I remember against him. And then people are like, you better be careful. And by the way, I really respect the guy. And I'm asking these questions of this doctor on the stand. And then I pause. Next thing I know, the judge stops and starts cross-examining him. Literally. I mean, like, not one question. Or like, you know, would you please, speak up? Or, okay, now you said this, X, Y, Z. Now, isn't it true that in the actual documents it shows that? I'm like, well, go for it, Your Honor.
What am I here for? Yeah.
Was he a former prosecutor or
yes.
was he a former public defender?
Prosecutor. Former prosecutor for the DA's office. Go ahead, Tom.
You know, Cal, you had asked a question, you know, who oversees these judges? How do they appoint them? What happens? So I looked up in Kansas, depending on the county, most counties have elected judges at this level. And so they serve on a 4-year term. They're subject to re-election. In other counties, they can be appointed. It's probably the smaller counties. You know, they just have somebody appointed to go in there and run it. But for the most part, they're elected judges. And so if you do have a judge like this that is, you know, this guy is censured by the Kansas Supreme Court. Well, if anybody wanted to run against him, I think that they could use this as, this is why I'm running, because this is what we have. And look what he said to the two African-American individuals. And maybe we that would be all the campaign materials, but it would be an election to try to unseat him as a judge.
Dodge City, Kansas. You
yes.
deserve better, right? Right, something like that.
I think that was an interesting story. I like that
yes,
one better
is.
Than a lot of our stories. But, you know, Geico, okay, well, this is what's going on. And I've talked, and I've actually given some seminars about the issue of COVID. And I've actually, by the way, did you guys know, I didn't pat myself on the back again today. I'm going to pat myself on the back again just because I'm winning at case or no case. But I've had some articles published in Yahoo Finance, in Market Watch, in Morningstar. And these one of them was about the COVID-19, how it's affected businesses and the judicial setup and how it affects the courts and this is the big issue here. Statistically, it's the accidents are way down and the claims are way down, and we're going to talk about that and why Geico is being sued concerning that.
And yet, traffic deaths
are up. And I know the reason why,
yeah.
Cal.
Interesting.
I did
stuff.
An article on that.
Yeah,
I know everything,
stuff.
Cal.
Yeah.
I know everything.
I know you do. But
I know most everything.
I was just reminding you
yes.
to bring it up later.
Did you know my wife says I know nothing?
Oh,
well,
too.
Your wife may be right.
Keep your seatbelt on. We're coming back.
Yep, as Fred said, the show will continue momentarily. We'll take about a 6-minute break here at the top of the hour. Well, 7 minutes. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the next hour. So stay right here, and we'll continue on Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.